It is time to start off the second hour once again here on Sunday in the Country with Sporting a Cause, Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com, website that deals with fundraisers, all with some sort of athletic tie. And right now, let's bring in the guy who has the website, sportingacause.com, Willie Hallahan. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. How you doing?
I can't complain. I could use warmer temperatures, but I think I'm out of luck for the next 3 months.
So. Yeah, I know. It's not looking too Christmassy out there now, but maybe in spirit. If we can bolster the spirit, we're good to go. And there are events around to help us do that. The first thing I want to talk about is the Wonders of Winter Art Show. It opened last night in Salisbury. It's ongoing. If you missed it last night, it doesn't matter because it's going to be running through the 9th of February, which is the last day of the ski jumps. And this is a themed. I can't imagine what it took to put this show together. This kind of thing doesn't come around very often, and that's why it's worth devoting some time to. It's an art show, first of all. It's winter themed, Salisbury winter themed, Salisbury winter sports themed, really. And it's geared to just display Salisbury in wintertime. A lot of people don't know. The town doubles in population in the summertime because it's a destination. But in the winter, there's a lot going on, too, sports-wise and so forth, just the beauty of the area. And this show is meant to showcase that. The show is curated, that's the word they use in the art show, organized by Sarah Morrison and Jerry Stanton and Alan Blagden, who was one of the artists, all of the Salisbury Association. And the reason I say it was so difficult to organize is that it first of all, involves six locations. The art was spread around six different places. It involved 34 artists, some of them of international fame, some of names we know, some we haven't heard of, but all contributing to an art show that was just incredible. And 60 works of art spread around six locations. So it was meant to be a stroll. They're located within a short distance of each other, so you could walk easily from one to the other. And it started at the Salisbury Association building, the Academy building in downtown Salisbury, right next to the post office. And you could walk, you view the art there. There are maybe 20 works in there. You could go out and walk down towards Le Bon's and go into Johnny Cake Books, excuse me, which had some artwork in there. Go back across the street to Neo's restaurant where there are some. Come out, go next door to the William Pitt Sotheby's office where there was more art. And come out and go next door to Sweet Williams where there was more art. And then stroll down to the White Hart to see the rest of them. And all the buildings, all the businesses were open. Doing business, Neo's was open, and Sweet Williams was selling coffee and so forth, and White Hart, of course, was going strong. What made it more than an art show was, one, it's incredible art to begin with. Two, they're showcasing Salisbury in the wintertime, and the promotion for this event was vast. So people are coming in from all over to get a taste of not only art, but what Salisbury's like. Three, there are a couple of beneficiaries, of which SWASA is one, and that's nice, too, of course. And four, it's getting people from out of town into local businesses. So it was just like a win-win-win, and I can't say enough about it. But anyway, this is ongoing. the Salisbury Association building is usually not open on Sundays, but they will be for the duration of the show, as will all the businesses. You could go today. It's kind of a dreary day. It'd be a perfect day to take the stroll among the all the locations. And if you want to know, if you go to the SalisburyAssociation.org website, it's got all the information you need to know. You go to SalisburyAssociation.org. If you click on View the Exhibition, and then scroll down to View the Art by Location, you can click on any of the six venues. See the pictures of the art that's actually in each of those places and find out what the hours are. And if someone is not mobile or it's either hard for them to get around or they can't get around at all, they could see all the art on the website. But nothing beats seeing some of these works live. I don't know anything about art, but you don't really have to. You can look at a painting, and if you like it, it's art. Or better still, if it moves you, and many of these will, then that's art. And anyway, I can't say enough about it. If you missed out last night, it doesn't matter. You've got until the 9th of February to view these incredible works of art, and I encourage you to do so. Moving on to this Thursday, December 19th, Housatonic Valley Regional High School, they have an annual food drive, and it's at three different nights. The first, the 19th, is a boys' basketball game. They're playing Terryville. The game is at 5 p.m. And the way this works is there's usually a charge to get into a game. I think it's like $5 to see the game, and the proceeds help in their sports program. But if you bring a non-perishable food item, then you get in free. And the following night, Friday the 20th, December 20th, the girls' basketball game. They're playing Immaculate at 6 p.m. And the same format. You bring a non-perishable food item, and you get in free. So that's both of those are, of course, are Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And the third, I'm going to just jump ahead to the end of December because that's the third game, just to complete the whole process here. On Saturday, December 28th at 2 p.m. at the Hotchkiss Hockey Rink, the Hoosie hockey team plays Tri-Town, and that's at 2 p.m., same format. They typically charge to get in to watch the game, bring a non-perishable food item, and you get in free. So in their aggregate, among the three events, they collect a lot of food, and good for them. Okay, I'll jump back to Saturday. Friday the 20th is a girls' game. Saturday the 21st, the Norfolk Pub 21st Annual 10-Mile Road Race is happening. 10 miles is a relatively long race these days. The way running has evolved is that I'd say 80% of them are 5Ks. That's a 3.2-mile run. Occasionally there's a 10K, which is a 6.2. So a 10-mile is pretty uncommon these days. Of course, then you move up into the more extreme sports like half marathons and marathons and triathlons. But the 10-mile race in Norfolk, starting at the town hall, it's sanctioned by the USATF, that's the USA Track and Field Organization, and it's considered challenging. So if they say that, that means that not only is it long, 10 miles long, but the terrain is challenging. It's going to be hilly, just so people know. It starts at 10:30 or 11, depending on your ability. When you have a sanctioned event, sometimes they have different start times for different abilities. If you're slower, they'll start you early, and the better runners, if you will, start a little bit later, so they end up coming in around the same time. A portion of the proceeds of that go to the USA Track and Field to support their programs. Also on Saturday the 21st, there's the 8th Annual Jingle Bell Fun Run Walk. This is sponsored by the Berkshire Running Center up in Pittsfield. You've heard me speak of them before. It's a specialty running shop that that is very involved in running, not just selling product, but they do timing, and they organize events, and sometimes they sponsor events, and this is one of those events. It's free. It's a two-mile loop in Pittsfield, and although it's free, people are asked to either bring toys or make a cash donation to the Eagle Santa Toy Fund, and the Eagle is the Berkshire Eagle, the daily newspaper up in Pittsfield. It's one of one of the joys I get from doing what I do is I find out about these lesser-known charities, and that's what it is. So many of them are operating year-round, like the Little Guild or Jane Lloyd Fund or Housatonic Youth Services. They're operating year-round and typically are higher visibility, but these are ones that you only hear about in a very, very narrow time span. And the Eagle Santa Toy Fund's been operating for years, and they provide toys for kids who wouldn't get them otherwise. So it's a very worthy cause. And that's pretty much it, Marshall. At the end of the month, just to mention, although I can talk about it more next week, the Swasa Jump Camp is what's happening, December 30th and 31st. Typically, it's the last couple days of the Christmas vacation for kids. And it's a $50 charge for 2 days of learning how to ski jump. And you get a T-shirt, you get lunch both days, and you get 2 days of instruction. They might have a little tournament afterwards if there's time. And you can go to the website, thesportingthecause.com website, to see some of the requirements. We take kids age 7 and up, and we're teaching them on the little baby hill, by the way. Don't think we're sending your kids off the 70-meter by any stretch. It'll be quite a while before they get to that level. But it's a fun time, and it's a good way to spend a couple of your holiday vacation days outside. And I can talk more about that next week.
All right. Well, have a good week up until then, Willie, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall, you do the same. Thank you.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, that's sportingacause.com.